Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We've got 25 more minutes of this here show to go. Ray Pritchard's in Kansas City. We three are in Tupelo. How you doing, Ray, again? You still there?
I'm still here, Tim.
Any RMNA vaccine stuff in your...
Probably.
in your popcorn or whatever you're eating there?
Yeah, I got some shelled pistachios that go to Costco and buy them by the bag. And you know, pistachios out of the shell, just by out right out of the bag.
That's as good as it gets.
That's pretty addictive, Ed.
Hey, by the way, I did have someone on Facebook asked me to tell everybody what I told you off the air about your emergency alerts. You mind if I share that?
That's fine. I want to welcome Steve Jordahl.
Hey.
Steve Paisley Jordahl is wearing his polka dots.
I am.
Today.
My Wonder Bread shirt.
Okay. So what happened live radio? You never can tell what's going to happen, right? What happened last a half hour? We live in, we three live here in Mississippi. Our home studios are in Mississippi, so my cell phone's a Mississippi-based number. Well, the emergency system, like an Amber Alert type thing,
right,
sent out two notices, and the phone goes off like you're having a tornado warning.
Right.
And it shocks you. Yeah. And I got angry about it. I shouldn't have, but it's live radio. It is a serious situation.
Yes.
But it's like 150 miles from me. Okay. Right. So you said you showed me how to turn off the sound for that, right?
Yes. So
if a tornado comes in the night, I can sleep through it.
Right. This is only for iPhone. I don't know how to do the Android, folks, so somebody can share that at some other time. But you go to settings on your iPhone, and then you scroll down. It says notifications. You click that, and then you go all the way down to the bottom of notifications. And it says government alerts, and you click on emergency alerts. And if you want to get these emergency alerts, you toggle emergency alerts on, and then you toggle off.
You what? Oh,
you toggle off. Always play sound.
Is that French?
No, you can toggle on.
Toggle
on and toggle off. So it's a toggle switch.
I never heard that before.
So you toggle on emergency alerts. It'll be green. You toggle off, always play sound. It'll turn it gray. And when always play sound is off, that means when your phone is on silent mode, all it'll do is vibrate. It won't give that loud, annoying sound like Tim had three times on
live. It gives you a heart attack almost. I mean,
it is loud.
Yeah. Just so you know, it's not because your phone is based in Mississippi. I have a Colorado Springs number, and mine went off.
Oh. So I guess if you're in the state.
If you're in the state.
Yeah.
Ray, what were you going to say?
Well, I'm just I'm backing up what Ed said because I've got my iPhone open, and you open it up, go to settings, go to what? Notifications. Right? And go all the way to the bottom, and it's the government alerts. I never knew this, Ed. Thank you.
Well, that's,
I never knew it.
For you, Rhonda, who asked, so...
Yeah,
sometimes I don't see what they say.
Thank you for helping me, Rhonda.
But you know, you can hear your phone. Your phone.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Nicely done.
I see what you did there, Steve.
Nicely done.
All right, Steve. Good morning to you.
Well, speaking of 70s, good morning. Speaking of 70s sounds, we have been known to be 1970s music aficionados, at least fans. And unfortunately, we lost a very, very good songwriter.
Singer-songwriter
yesterday, and he's Canadian, so I'm having to pick up for the Canadian here. Fred really should have done this, but he didn't.
We didn't give him much of a chance,
no.
Honestly.
Well, so Gordon Lightfoot, who you know from Sundown and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which was just a brilliant piece of storytelling, a very repetitive song, but you lose that repetitiveness. You don't notice it because of the way that he tells the story. Listen to this is the first 15 or 16 seconds of that song.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
Now, that's as far as song. It is a great song. As far as the melody, you've heard it. You've heard the whole song right there twice.
Yeah.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah.
And by the way, we jokingly said during our story meeting this morning, we did want to mention this. When someone notable dies, they don't have to be Christian. It's a part of the culture. We did want to mention it, and then we said, I think Steve suggested, can we play a little bit of the song?
Yeah.
People will remember that.
Yeah.
And I think I said, let's play the whole thing, and then we could just go to Subway and order a sandwich, because it's a long
It's a six-minute song.
It's a long song.
Old music DJs know those songs, because they would actually do that. If they needed to take a break for some reason, they would put a long song on.
I don't think people would sit through a seven-minute song any longer. Ray, do you like that song?
You know, Gordon Lightfoot. Well, that folk, is it okay to call it? He started almost as a folk music singer.
Yeah, folk music, yeah.
And not many of those guys who started as, quote, folk music singers, because his career goes back into the 60s, long time.
Right.
Not many of them made the transition over into general American music, but he had and I just got to say, Steve, the one that of Gordon Lightfoot that touches me, if you could read my mind.
Oh.
A man. That's
right.
He wrote that after he and his first wife went through a very sad, painful divorce, and you can feel it. You can feel the sad.
Oh, that's my favorite song of his. If you could read my mind,
you could read.
He wrote
my
that.
Mind,
yes.
What
yes.
a tale my thoughts would tell.
It's been covered by a lot of other artists, but he's the one who wrote.
And by the way,
The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, is it based on a true story?
Yep.
About Lake Michigan, I think, the ship that the Edmund Fitzgerald went down. Go ahead.
I was going to mention Mitchell on Facebook says also one of the Bachmans from Bachman Turner Overdrive passed away, which is strange. We were just kidding, Michelle Bachman, the former senator, and the dean from Regent University.
Hey, the those of us who went through the 70s music scene, all those people are getting old and.
I was just telling that to Fred way down. Away.
Bunch of old people in their 60s. Oh, wait a second. That's me.
No, I'm talking about
they're
these
80s.
People are in their
He's in 80s, yeah.
Now, old I think Keith Richards is 119.
But he's drunk so much liquor that he's pickled. He'll never die.
Keith Richards
is starring
in the next movie they're making of The Mummy. He's playing The Mummy, and they don't have to use any makeup. No CGI. It's just Keith Richards.
That poor fellow looked 100 when he was 47.
Well, he earned every wrinkle on his face. Let's say it that way.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what hard living does for you.
Sad to hear that Gordon Lightfoot passed away. All right, Steve.
Well, speaking of octogenarians.
Did we just insult somebody?
Not yet, but we're about to.
Oh, okay.
Octogenarians.
Those are 80 years old. So our president was...
I think Trump just called DeSantis an
octogenarian.
Orangutan.
Well,
orangutan.
He might have, but it wouldn't be accurate. I don't think... I mean, he's younger than I.
Listen, I don't think you should make fun of people from octogenaria. Those octogenarians have feelings, too. They have feelings, too.
That's right.
Octogenaria,
there are plenty
of octogenarian
Americans out there walking amongst us, and they don't deserve...
take kindly to that.
No.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
All right. Well, our president, who is soon to be an octogenarian...
What does that mean?
80s. In your 80s.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Octo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And anyway, he was at the White House celebrating the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr, which is a Muslim holiday where they break a fast of for some religious reason. Anyway, he was kind of the typical Biden. listen to what cut did I? 13.
You know, the Quorum teaches that one of his highest signs is the creation of heavens and earth, and the cheer from Muslim. We cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I can't.
I know him, and I did mispronounce his name.
He can't run. That's it. Somebody has got to go in and tell this fella, Joe Biden, and have an intervention.
He should get his family together, see if there's a quorum.
Right.
That's what he called it, the quorum.
The quorum.
Now, politically, I don't care because I want him to lose the next presidential election. But I'm just saying this is sad to watch somebody. He called it it's a Quran.
Yeah.
It's not the quorum.
Right.
And he couldn't pronounce Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's name, right?
Yeah.
And what did he say about him?
I know him, and I still can't pronounce his name.
You can't let this guy run for president. If you're a Democrat, you've got to go in there and tell him you're not. And our party is against this, and we're going to – somebody else is going to run.
Yeah. Well, I think they are doing the same thing they did in the run-up to the 2020 election.
Yeah, but he's worse.
Yeah, but they're rolling the dice. Now, I'm not a gambling person, but I do know. Let's say it's you're playing Monopoly, all right? But they're rolling the dice that he can get through the next election and wind up in the White House, and then it doesn't matter. Then they can, you know, for health reasons, sit him down. But right now, he's the best-known Democrat.
The wrong reasons.
Yes, no, for all the wrong reasons. But who else? They're not going to bring Hillary back to run.
It's Kamala's. It's Kamala's time.
Kamala.
It's Kamala's time to shine, Ray. This is her moment. And Biden's standing in the way.
Yeah, go ahead, Ray. You answer that one.
Look,
Kamala.
Look, that's just a mess. But this is going to happen more. Look, you put him under the real pressure. This is happening in an environment that he ought to be able to completely control.
Right.
There's a reason why he doesn't. Look, there's a reason why he doesn't want to get on the debate platform with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You know,
right.
he'll be completely exposed kind of environment.
Yeah, I was talking with a gentleman this morning and who's into politics, and he doesn't think that Biden will debate any of the Republicans, whether it's Trump or DeSantis. Probably be one of the two.
You mean in the general election?
Yeah, refuse. Well, he says specifically DeSantis. He said Biden will never debate DeSantis because the contrast would be so great. Now, my guess is Biden would not debate Trump.
He wouldn't debate Trump either.
If he's the Republican,
he can't
nominee.
I just from these kinds of things, Joe Biden cannot go on a debate stage. If you're his handlers or you're his consultants, your team, your campaign strategist, you cannot allow him on a debate stage because that will make it abundantly clear to the American people that he is no longer competent. It wouldn't even matter what the debate was about or what the arguments were. Seeing him up there fumbling and stumbling and not being able to put two sentences together in a coherent
fashion. Or not even have a quorum.
Not even have a quorum. People are going to go, well, I'm not voting for that guy.
Then I'm all for it.
Well, but that's why I'm Tim, and I was in on that conference call this morning with the gentleman you're talking about. That's why I agree. I don't think he will debate. If he does run and goes up against whatever the field is of the Democratic Party for the nomination, he won't debate. And he will not debate for the
general. Especially if it's after 8 o'clock.
Right. Yeah.
Octogenarians need their sleep. Just to put a bow on this, if you're talking about dice and Monopoly, I think Biden's looking for the get-out-of-jail-free card.
Joe Biden, you're talking about?
Any of the Bidens. Right?
I'm still thinking they're going to come up with some way to get him to step down. And then you pay off Kamala. You just write her a big fat check. For $10 million to go away and then get another person in there.
If they did that, Tim, who would they get? They won't turn to Kennedy, right? They would never.
No. Probably Gavin Newsom from California, the governor. Now, he's the most well-known and younger.
Well, I'm not going to say what I normally say at this point because I get mocked. You know what? I'm going to say it.
Go ahead and say it, I'll mock it.
I'm not an octogenarian, but I will say it. I think Michelle Obama gets drafted at the convention.
Wow.
You're a moctogenarian.
I'm a moctogenarian. Anyway, the point is they would have to.
You want to place a bet on that?
Okay.
I'm not advocating for gambling on Christian radio. I'm just saying, I'm talking about a hamburger.
Right. All right, a hamburger.
That's not gambling, is it?
No, I don't think it's gambling.
A hamburger, even a cheeseburger.
It's
bacon.
A meal. It's a meal. Somebody's
cheeseburger with fries.
Cheeseburger with fries and bacon.
Somebody's
okay,
got it.
I say that if Biden does not run, Michelle Obama eventually, whether she runs in the primaries or gets drafted at the convention, I say Michelle Obama eventually becomes the Democratic nominee. Cheeseburger and fries at a place
Tim
of my
says,
choice.
Here's what Tim says. I'll talk third person here for a minute. And to borrow from George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, not going to happen.
Okay.
Not gun debt.
Not
gun debt. I actually do a Dana Carvey.
I was going to say, sounds like right. Dana Carvey doing H.W. Bush.
Not gun debt. Listen, Michelle Obama is traveling the world. She's got homes in Hawaii and other places. She was on stage with Bruce Springsteen singing the other night in Rome or somewhere.
Right.
I saw that. She is living the good life, man.
She's not that old. The Democratic Party's going to come to her, Tim. If you're Michelle Obama and I'm the Democratic Party, I say, Michelle, you cannot allow Trump or DeSantis to get this country. You must save the country. You must save the Democratic Party. I'm calling
now,
on you.
Now, we'll tell you this, what they might do, and this is really wild stuff, probably 1 or 2% of this scenario taking place, what I'm about to say. You do what you're saying.
Yeah.
First of all, you got to tell Biden it's time to go home to Delaware and enjoy the geese in the backyard.
Right. And ice cream.
And ever how many grandchildren you have.
Read the Quorum if you want.
Because, I mean, he's got more than he thinks he has.
You're not a Christian.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Can I finish?
I'm sorry, Michelle. Go ahead.
I don't ever interrupt you.
Huh? Where's this show going off the rails?
Give me one example of me interrupting you, Ed.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, Michelle Obama does what you're saying. They get Biden out of the way. They pay off Kamala Harris to go away.
Right.
Even give her a home in Hawaii right beside the Obamas. I don't know. Do something.
Make you Supreme Court Justice.
She doesn't want to be president either.
Right.
I don't think. Kamala Harris. So you do that. Michelle Obama accepts a nomination. Let's just assume that she, for a moment, that she does win. All right.
Yeah.
Against the Republican, whoever it is. Then she has a VP that you really want to be president. The Democrats really want to be president.
Right.
She is inaugurated. And then the next day she resigns. And then the vice president, who they really want to be the president, the Democrats, is there. There you go. Is there anything unconstitutional about that?
Nothing unconstitutional.
Huh?
She could resign.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think she would.
She gets elected. She resign in 100 days or whatever. I don't know.
You just interrupted me. That's okay.
You were waiting for that moment, weren't you?
That's my
just
example.
Just to prove my point. Prove your point. Okay, so anyway, what do you – that could happen.
Yeah, it could, or she could serve one term. 4 years. I don't know. I got to check. Steve, you're not doing anything. Check and see how old Michelle Obama is.
I'm on it. Talk amongst yourself.
Good, Ray.
Could they draft Barack Obama instead
of
Michelle?
All right, I'll tell you what I'll do.
He can't.
He served two terms.
She's 59 years old.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
59. That's older than I thought.
I'll tell you what I do. This is not a bet. Mm-hmm. If Michelle Obama, and you don't have to return anything, I'm as confident on this as I could say, if Michelle Obama is the nominee for the Democrats, I will make a $100 contribution to 8 Days of Hope.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
Okay?
All right.
How about that?
Good.
So we'll see what happens there.
And I'll buy my own cheeseburger and fries. I'll eat it right here on the show.
Well, we'll just grill that way to be even 50-50.
That's
okay. You bring your own meat, and I'll bring my own
All right.
Meat with Moderna. vaccine pumped in there.
mRNA already injected.
That's insane. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we were interviewing Michelle Bachmann, Michelle Bachmann, the former U.S. representative from Minnesota and also currently dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University. And she was it was Jenna Ellis was talking about. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. This mRNA vaccine material, they want to put it in our food.
Mm-hmm.
Just vaccinate it without
talk about a class action lawsuit. What? All right, Steve, go ahead. What's the first legit story, Steve?
Have we been talking ever since the
I think so.
The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
And I've been
from Gordon Lightfoot to Michelle Obama.
Joe Biden, IED.
Oh, okay. Right.
Anyway, let's do this. This might take us to the end here. Coca-Cola, the shareholders at Coca-Cola have recently decided that they do not want their company going woke. They are subscribing to the Go Woke, Go Broke theory, and they have voted down a proposal that would say that Coca-Cola is not going to do business in states that don't support abortion, pro-life states.
Yeah, this was I saw this yesterday. This was a resolution that was brought up at the Coca-Cola shareholders meeting, and gladly, it was defeated. 87% of the shareholders said, we're not doing that. That's nuts. That is this idea of not selling the product in pro-life states or not hiring people that are pro-life. So, also, I think that Coca-Cola shareholders saw what was happening with Bud Light and said, we don't want any part of that either.
Their sales are down 26%.
You're talking about Bud Light.
Bud Light.
That's real sales. That's not stock value.
Right.
Their stock value is down to 200.
Now, that's 26%, I think, since last year at this time. But since the Dylan Mulvaney scandal,
right?
I think it's down 8%. Sales are down 8%. That's still a lot.
Yeah, well, good for the Coca-Cola shareholders. And maybe this is a turning point with these companies going woke. Maybe a lot of them will take a second look at it based on what's happened in response to Bud Light and other companies. Next story.
All right. Well, we just have a minute or two, so why don't we go to our favorite headlines from the Babylon Bee. And I've been having some problems at home with the leaky toilet. So this headline relates to me. A man jiggles the toilet handle, expiring his knowledge of plumbing. That's it. That's all he knows.
Jiggling the
that pretty much my story, my life, right there.
I can work on a toilet.
There you go.
I probably shouldn't have said that out loud, but
yeah. Can you be here at 2:15, Ed? Because I need some help.
Well, plumbers charge a bunch, and listen, I'm glad they can get it. Support their families, but
also
it doesn't take algebra to figure out a toilet.
No,
it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Caveman can do it.
Is
that a backhanded? Did you just slap me on live radio? After I said I could work on a toilet, you said it doesn't take a genius.
Not
to
a high
that.
Bar there, Ed. By the way,
at least I didn't interrupt you.
The Biden campaign has hired a stunt double for Biden's high risk stare scene off the plane. I don't know.
High risk.
That is funny.
That's good.
And they're going to do that stunt in the next Mission Impossible movie.
That's right.
Yeah. And Tom Cruise is going to do that stunt himself.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Tim.
Steve.
My pleasure.
Ed.
Absolutely.
Ed. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
Looking forward to my cheeseburger and fries.
And my $100 contribution.
Yeah.
Days of Hope. All right, Brent Creeley, our producer, I thank him. Fred Jackson, Jenna Ellis, Michelle Bachmann, Turner Overdrive, and anyone else who was on this show today. We thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Take care.